You're listening to Happy Hour Hustle, a podcast featuring the musings and witty remarks of me, Kim Bodie. We can promise at least 2 terrible jokes, which I will laugh at, and at least 10 minutes of incredible thought leadership from some amazing and influential guests. So grab a glass of iced red wine and join us for one heck of a wild ride. Also, be prepared for a dog bark or 3. There will at least be 1. I should have had some wine. Well, hello there, hustlers. Thanks for tuning in again as I get to chat about my favorite subject, public relations, integrated communications, or just the state of the world in general. Hopefully you've been able to tune in to some of our past Happy Hour Hustles. I promise you they are just as entertaining as the one you're about to hear. For today's episode, I really want to talk about ongoing education and learning as it relates to public relations. You know, as PR professionals, our days are filled with, oh, so much. Sometimes opening that email first thing in the morning, you're wondering what fires you have to put out or what reporters are need from you or what client is demanding something. We're researching and building media lists and coordinating interviews and writing up segment rundowns and, you know, pulling together media kits and pitches and press releases and follow-up and emails and client calls and more. What we often put last is the ongoing education and learning, and it really does need to be a top priority. Our industry is constantly evolving and changing. New tactics, new tools are constantly coming out that we need to be on top of. You know, subscribing to PR newsletters is an easy way to keep tabs on what relevant insights and trends are happening within our industry, as well as get kind of latest industry news. Like, that could be reporter change-ups. That could be like big, you know, other agencies making headlines, whatever that is. So for today's episode, I really want to focus on the newsletters that I most subscribe to and that our PR team really subscribes to. I will tell you, this is not an all-encompassing list. There are so many more out there, but these are the ones that I religiously read on a daily basis. So when we come back, we're going to go through, I think, the top 5 or 6, and I really, really want to get your feedback in our show notes that we post after the podcast to see what other suggestions you have for us.
Renowned Michigan author George Franklin has written his 3rd novel entitled Incentives. In his latest book, Franklin takes a humorous look at the world of economic developers, politicians, corporations, and a cast of rogue characters all wallowing in the government trough in the name of capitalism and free enterprise. A book of pure, unadulterated fun, filled with laugh-out-loud moments, it's an uproarious, entertaining, comical story of the hypocrisy which permeates public policy today. Incentives by George Franklin, available through Amazon, at local bookstores, and at georgefranklinauthor.com.
Well, welcome back, everybody. Let's dive right in. It's no surprise to any of you that pay attention to our social media or my Twitter, which, by the way, you should be following me. It's Bode834, B-O-D-E-834, and I'm quite funny. Also, I really enjoy trolling terrible people. So this newsletter comes as no surprise because Muckrack is one of my most favorite tools, and also people, quite frankly. Everybody that works there, I absolutely adore. So we use Muckrack in place of Cision or Meltwater, which, you know, PR pros are quite familiar with. It's usually where you can, you know, build your media list and then also research reporters. They also have a phenomenal newsletter that I subscribe to that gets dropped in your mailbox once a day, I believe. They share journalism job changes. They also eavesdrop on journalists and all the tweets that they send out, which, while we try and do that on our own, it's impossible to keep up with. And then also news trends. So that could be things happening on Twitter, topics that are trending amongst journalists, which are really, really great. Also, if you utilize them, you can see what the trending headlines are through their through muckrack.com. Another one I am a big, big fan of, and I purchased Jenny Dietrich's book of Spin Sucks. And while that's kind of like, you know, really meant more for clients or for businesses or trying to understand the importance of PR, it is a great refresher for PR pros. It also kind of is a little bit like therapy. Reading that, I felt like, wow, I am not the only one that goes through this. I am not the only one that has to deal with unrealistic expectations from clients. Nope, that's pretty normal across the entire industry. So Jenny as a Spin Sucks community, spinsucks.com. Again, this is all in our show notes, as well as a weekly podcast. In her weekly podcast, I can't speak highly enough about it. Probably what I enjoy the most about it, it's only about six to 10 minutes at the most. And the tips and the insights and the tactics she shares are huge. And in fact, I put multiple into practice at 8:34. I really, really encourage you to listen to it. It's a quick, it keeps even PR pros' attention. Her newsletter covers trends, tips, tricks, insights, and more. And you should also become a part of the Spin Sucks community, which you can do on the website. Another one that I don't even want to hear any back talk on, Social Media Examiner. I don't want to hear one PR pro tell me that social media is not relevant to public relations or that this isn't technically a PR newsletter. Social media is a major tactic for media outreach and reporters. Reporters pull stories from TikTok, Twitter, Facebook, and more. One of the recent newsletters actually touched on turning Twitter followers into newsletter subscribers, as well as utilizing TikTok as a part of your content strategy. I am still struggling with TikTok, but those younger than me, they love it. And we can't ignore those tools that are out there as a way for us to reach, whether it's reporters or just to know what reporters are tuning into. This last one should really come as no surprise to you, PR Daily or Reagan Communication. PR Daily covers all things media, public relations, marketing, social media. The newsletter is a great cross-section of all these topics, and it drops once a day in your inbox. They cover trends and insights, but most importantly, PR news. So it's what's happening in the agency world, whether that's with other professionals, whether that's shakeups, whether that's, it's all across the board. So these are just, an example of a few ones we read on a daily basis. There are more recommendations actually at muckrack.com, which again, if you are not tuning in to Muckrack or if you are not following them on Twitter and you're not subscribing to the newsletter or checking out their blog, which is amazing, then you're seriously missing out. And this should go without saying, but I'm going to say it anyway. You need to be subscribed to all your local, statewide, and client industry publications. We have clients within multiple industries, and we get everything from Supply Chain Dive to National Sprinkler News. And yes, that is an actual real publication. And it's how we stay on top of what's happening in our clients' markets. The best piece of advice I can give you, and probably the best wrap up for this podcast, is to never stop learning and to never stop putting new tactics into practice. And if you're curious about what you should be reading, just turn to other PR pros. But these are a great place to start: PR Daily, Social Media Examiner, Spin Sucks, and Muckrack. And again, it is the easiest way to keep tabs on relevant insights and trends and to get the lowdown on the latest industry news.